Blog Talk Radio.
Because the enemy wants us to stay in a place where we're not glorifying God.
and we're not receiving the things that he wants, and we're only moving and operating in our flesh. But whenever we allow those childish things or those things that buffet us to be put away, and we allow the things of the Spirit to be seen, we make alive the things of the Spirit. We command the will of God to be done, and we also produce the righteousness, the righteous fruit that God wants us to. In doing so, in character, in our actions, and in our contributions to what God has for us, we make alive the Word of God in action, and we cause God to be glorified. And someone else's life is touched. Someone else's life sees. Someone else's life is now ministered to by what we're doing. And the enemy doesn't want that. He wants us to contain what we have and move only in the flesh and only in that which is, feels good and is in our reasoning and in the place of our emotions. But whenever we are able to put those things aside, we make alive the things of the Spirit. What someone is saying to us and how someone is buffeting us and acting towards us, the enemy will let that person come again and again and again in our face, come again and again and again in our presence, to buffet us, and we'll start thinking on those things, and that will be the thing that is sitting on the throne of our heart, and that will be the thing that we're producing more and more and more, whatever it is we're feeling. And eventually what will happen is we will start having alt in our spirit and alt in our heart. We'll start producing the thing that's in our heart that's not right, that's not righteous, more than the things of the Spirit, which is love and forgiveness and compassion and mercy. And so the enemy wants us to stay in a cycle where we are always allowing our flesh and our emotions to be which is seen, which is evident, and that we act and move on. But I'm telling you that as we move in the things of the Spirit, as we begin to put the Word in our mouths and the Word in our spirits and the Word in our heart, the Word of God, though that's what's going to cause there to be a shift in the atmosphere, a change and a deliverance. And it may not happen immediately, especially if that person or that individuals who are provoking you or causing you to move in your flesh is a family member, a wife, a husband, a child, a sister, brother, auntie, uncle, parents, you know, cousins, or neighbors or someone on your job. Then it's going to be, it may take some time, and not a long time, but time for there to be a shift. But you have to be persistent in what you're doing, because when we speak the Word of God, decree the Word of God, declare the Word of God, proclamate the Word of God, we make alive the Word and the authority of the Word that has to be executed in power from God. And heaven is backing us. When we speak our words, when we speak what we think and how we feel and our actions and our attitude and our behavior, we make alive the thing of the flesh. There's no power in that to change for good. The only thing we're making alive is whatever we're saying, because life and death is in our tongue. And that word that we're saying is not bringing any change that glorifies God. It probably is just making the situation worse. And it's causing us to now move deeper and deeper, further and further away from what God wants into the place where the flesh is being seen more and more, and not the gifts of God's Spirit, the life or the love of God, the truth of God in any way. So as we begin to agree with God and agree with His Word, and we take off those things that do not glorify Him, make up in our mind, make a conscious decision, a choice, that we're going to allow God's will to be done, even in the things that are coming to buffet us, in the things that are coming to irk us or to push us or to get us out of the way that we should be going in of the flesh. The more that we allow God's will to be done and we allow Him to be glorified, we openly expose the enemy and the weapon that he's using. The Bible tells us that we put on the whole armor to stand against the schemes of the enemy. When we don't stand against the schemes of the enemy and stand against him the way that God says, even in that atmosphere of our mind and our heart and our actions and our deeds, then God does not get glory. And there's no ground that is gained. There's no ground that is conquered. So we want to conquer and we want to win and we want to do it God's way. And that is hard, but we can do it because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We have to make up in our mind that's what we're going to do, and we have to press towards that mark, knowing that as we do, that high calling, that place that God is saying you can reach to, you can get to, we will be able to do it, not in our strength, not in ourselves, but in God. And God will be glorified in our lives, and we'll be growing more and more in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll be growing in the Word of God and the will of God, expanding and getting territory that brings God glory, and lives will be changed for it. And I know that that is oppressed, but we can do it. We can do all things through Christ. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxon. Thank you so much for joining me today for the Believer, for Faith and Life, the Blog Talk Radio Show, and we thank God for each and every one. And we be blessed. Know that you're more than a conqueror, and we'll see you the next time in Jesus' name. God bless you.